So just going to go back to the Azure portal, and we'll do a quick demonstration on the websites, because we never really went through that in our earlier demo. Sorry guys, I just loaded the wrong website. Just give me one sec. Why is that not the tenant portal? So I'll just show you the very quickly. I'm going to show you the back end of the website's environment. So we're going to show you the admin portal first, and then while I'm waiting for the tenant site to load up, we'll go to the tenant site in a minute. So website clouds, okay, I can come in here. I can see my website cloud, which is Contoso. Let me zoom in on that so you can see. So I can see my Contoso cloud. And I expand that out. When I click on it, okay, I can see statistical information on how my cloud and web workers and all the web servers are performing. Okay, so here I can see the CPU and memory utilization of those servers. I can see I have 13 websites active. So let me zoom in there for you. So down here I can see at a quick glance, I have 2 web worker servers. I have 1 front-end server. I have a publishing server, and I currently have 13 websites published on those servers. And up here I have my dashboard, which shows me the CPU and RAM, as well as my roles, websites, configure. So let's just jump back out, and we'll go to roles. So at the back end here, I can see the different servers that make up my environment. Okay, I have a controller server. I have my file server, I have my front-end server, I have a management server, a publishing server, and then I have 2 web workers, one shared and one reserved. So if I have a customer that wants to do a dedicated, move their website to a dedicated server, we can do that easily by having that reserved server sitting there waiting. Okay? So as you can see, that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 servers. And that's just having one server do each role. So if I want that high availability, that's 14 servers, okay, because we double up all the server roles.
So, sorry, Robert,
can,
I'm sorry.
So we have websites. So here I can see all the websites that are running at the moment. Whoop. So here I have all the websites listed, who owns the websites, the status, as well as the subscription IDs. Down the right-hand side. So over here are all my subscription IDs and the number of workers that website is on. Okay, I only have 1 web worker in my environment, but if I wanted to, that could be showing 2 or 3 or 4 web servers that that website's being provisioned by. So over here we also have our configuration page, where we configure, well, you know what? What is the default if a customer doesn't have their own URL or fully qualified domain name and they want to just have a website that's going to be at my domain name as a hoster? That's where I put the default domain name. So if they don't enter a domain name, that's what it will be. Website default certificates, we point it to the central share where we're loading all our SSL certificates. Publishing settings, the web deployed DNS server, the FTP DNS address that you want to use, as well as the publishing certificates. We also have a block list where I can start creating a block list if I want to block IPs or block services. And then we have the credentials. So in here, I can see all the different credentials I've set up for the services. So let's switch back to the user interface. And hopefully I've got this password right. Nope. Try one more time. So let me just... Just let me, one sec, guys. I'm just going to reset the password. Give me one sec. So for those that want to know, in the Azure portal, we can come in and we can actually reset a user's password. So this is what I planned all along. So you can see here, I can always click on it and see it as well, but it gives me two green things to say I've actually set it to the same password on both boxes. And let's go back to the user account. And we're in. So as we come in, I'm going to click on my websites because I don't need to see all my VMs and everything else. So here I've got my list of websites. I can click over here on the right-hand side and it'll take me straight to one of the websites. Okay, so if I want to, I could come down and we can go to the WordPress website. I can click on it and it tells me that my website was successfully created. I haven't done anything to that website yet, but it was just automatically deployed. So let's create a new one. So I can hit new. Let's go website. I can go from gallery. And here, as you can see, I can scroll through the gallery and I can pick any type of website using any of those gallery types. Okay? So I could hit WordPress. I could hit a empty PHP website. I could pretty much pick any of them. So we'll just pretend we're going to do a WordPress. I'm not going to hit go because it'll just take a little while in my dev environment, but we'll go through the process. So in here, I would type in the URL I want to use. So we'll just go Leon. I can also specify to use an existing SQL database, or I can create a new MySQL database. Okay, so I can go create new, and it will go and create a new database during the process. Okay, if I've already got a database that I want to use because I've uploaded it or something, I can pick that from the list. You go through the steps. I'll put in a database name that I want to use because I'm creating a new one. The edition, we've only got one MySQL server because this is the MySQL version of WordPress, not the Windows Microsoft SQL version. Put in the name, database credentials, password. And then I would hit the go button and that's going to provision my website, okay? I don't want to wait for that to finish just yet because it's going to take a little while to create the database and then the website. So we're just going to skip out of that step for now. But that would go provision my website and then I'd connect and start provision and use that website, okay? So it's a pretty straightforward process. But But let's click on one of these existing websites. Okay, in here, when I've clicked on my website, I can see that I've got tools that I can download. I can publish my app. I can download my profile to use in my development tools. Or I can integrate source code and go and get it to use any of the products that we discussed earlier. So whether I want to use BitHub or any of the other products to pull down versions of my website. So I can go to my dashboard, and in here I can see any performance statistics on my website. It's my dev environment. No one's been hitting the website lately. It's not on the internet. So normally you would see data in and out, CPU times, HTTP errors, or any requests. And we can specify it over a 24-hour period, 6 hours, 7-day period, whatever it is that you want to see that over. Down here I can see the burst time in for my CPU or my CPU time, data out, my storage requirement. So as you can see, I'm using 2% of my 1 gig. And down here I can see how much memory is in use. At the moment my website's not being used, so it's 0 meg. But if my website was busy, it would show me the statistics on how much memory it's using at the moment. Down the bottom I can see that it is a linked resource to my SQL database. Okay. And then down the right-hand side here, we've got some other options where I can download my publishing profile, set up deployment credentials, set up deployment from source control. So if we wanted to have those multiple versions of my website that I can pick which one I want to go into production with, I can click there. I can view my virtual IP addresses. And I also have my site URL, but also my FTP server that I need to connect to access my to upload websites, my deployment FTP diagnostic logs, and my subscription ID. We can also come over to monitor, and we get a bit more information displayed a little bit differently if I want to see how my website's performing. Can also configure my website, so I can pick the .NET framework version, I can do PHP versions, whether it's a 32 or 64-bit platform, whether I want to use WebSockets, upload any certificates and change my domain names if I wanted to, do any SSL binding. So if I upload a certificate, then I can pick which certificate I want to use for this website. I can do application logging, my site diagnostic logging, and any application settings and connection strings, etc., that I need to put in. I can also do default documents. So down here, I have my default documents. So I can change or add default documents. Okay, so if a customer's got a weird website that doesn't use one of the normal default pages, you can load up whatever page you need to put in there, as well as any handler mappings. I can also stop and restart my website from down the bottom here, or I can browse to it. Now, when I go to the scale tab, okay, I've got different website modes. I've got my intro, which is my shared environment. I have my basic shared, which will give me a little bit more resources and capability. And then I've got reserved. So if I tick that reserved, what it means is it's going to move my website from my shared web servers to a dedicated web server. Okay? And that's all I need to do is tick that box and hit go, and it moves my website. Instance count, down here I can scale up. So I can go to as many different servers as I want, okay, as long as they're provisioned, all right? So you need to keep on top of how many web servers you need to manage your customers. We can automate the deployment of additional web servers, so if you do need to have the system automatically scale out, so if someone does slide that past what you have in production, we can actually get the system to go and build new servers. So once you've made your changes, you could also save them or discard them. And then we have linked resources, which is my database. Okay, I could have multiple databases or whatever it is. Okay, so that's a very brief, quick introduction into web hosting through WAP with a high availability, high density web hosting solution. Okay, but as I said, it's a serious deployment. It's not just a one or two web servers and you're up and running like you may be traditionally used to. Okay, we're talking high scale, high availability, with lots of flexible solutions.